I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. September net revenues climbed higher for the state thanks to strong individual income tax collections, while sales and use taxes struggled for the second consecutive month. Corporate income taxes were also lower in September. September was expected to see a boost in sales tax collections as the month's report would reflect the state's new back-to-school sales tax holiday activity. However, for the month, September sales and use tax collections totaled $178 million. That's a decrease of over $1 million, or 0.7% from last year. Collections were below monthly forecast levels, too, by 3.9%. August jobless rates in Arkansas's major metropolitan areas declined from the previous month and in year-over-year comparisons. According to figures released Wednesday by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, all of the eight metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas had jobless rate declines in August compared to July, and they were all down compared to August of 1 year ago. The Arkansas Supreme Court disqualified a proposed constitutional amendment to allow casino operations throughout the state. It was a measure being guided by professional poker player Nancy Todd. The proposal would have allowed casinos in Crittenden, Franklin, Miller, and Pulaski counties. The state's high court determined that Todd's change to the ballot title after signatures were gathered was improper. Bank of the Ozarks will acquire Janella Bank of Alabama for $27.3 million, the two banks announced on Thursday. According to the terms of the agreement, Bank of the Ozarks will acquire all of the outstanding common stock of the bank in Alabama. The transaction is expected to close in late December 2012 or during the first quarter of 2013. Arkansas received an overall grade of C for its online transparency, according to a nonprofit group that studies the issue. In a report released Wednesday, Alexandria, Virginia-based Sunshine Review gave Arkansas an overall grade of C. Broken down by category, it gave the state government a B, counties a D-, cities a C, and school districts a C. The report was released about 3 months after the debut of the state's online checkbook, a searchable website documenting state expenditures. Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr, who led the push for the website, noted that earlier this year, before the online checkbook launch, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group gave Arkansas an F for online transparency. And finally, Governor Mike Beebe told healthcare and hospital leaders that expansion of the state's Medicaid program would be helpful to their cause, and he suggested that economics, not politics, should drive the decision to grow the state program. Beebe was speaking at the annual meeting of the Arkansas Hospital Association, where he encouraged participants to explain the importance of Medicaid to local legislators. Got a bunch of people running around here now beating their chests politically that need to keep their mouth shut, get the facts, and then vote their conscience on what is in the best interest of their constituents and their people, Beebe told the crowd. That did not sit well with Republican legislators. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.